up, our people, and welcome back to the Fang Podcast. It's your girl, Becca Baby, Becca Boo.
And it's your girl, Mukri, the one and only. Any other's a counterfeit, so check your pockets.
So this episode is going to be dedicated to Mukri's mom's birthday party. We had a blast, but we're also going to include some live footage from the party. So do make sure you stay tuned until the end, maybe the middle. I don't know where I'm going to place it, but pay attention. Also, if you are listening, majority of this episode is going to be visual, so do make sure you head over to our YouTube channel at The Fang Podcast for all the full quality footage of our beautiful faces, our beautiful outfits, and everything that happened at this birthday party. Because quite frankly, Mukri spent a lot of time. Mukri, her sisters, and her mom, and everyone else that helped, even me too, but mostly them. They spent a lot of time preparing for this party, and I already know it was beautiful.
Okay. And so make sure you hit that subscribe button. That way you also are notified
when we drop more content.
Period. Because it's not just going to be this video that's going to be talking about the party. We're going to talk about this party after the party, after the party, after the party.
Hello.
Okay? Because, you know, when things happen, we talk about, you say what you remember the first time, but the second time you're like, oh, this also happened. The third time you're like, oh, shit, that happened? Because I wasn't there for that, but you was there for that? Stay tuned. Hit the subscribe button, okay?
Period. So I want to get into our outfits. So I have an image that I wanted to capture with my outfit. The material, the Asha B, it's more of like a peachy kind of color. Would you put in the peachy kind of category?
It's gold. I would say it's gold.
A goldy peachy kind
of
color.
Like, I haven't variations of gold. It's gold sequins. So when light hits it from certain point of views, you're gonna get different colors.
And we love that. And because of that, the look I was going for is more of like a bronzed goddess type of look. Because the way I do my makeup, I use more of like red undertone for like my contour, my bronzer, and blushes. So it's really going to give Cleopatra in 2024, but Nigerian. Not Egyptian, because I don't know much about Egyptian culture. But imagine the Nigerian version of Cleopatra. That is me. That's me.
I love that. And you looked beautiful. You looked beautiful.
Thank you.
So, you know, I'm going to go through a variation. I went through a variations of outfits, but
yeah, you know, this big time celebrity, she had multiple outfit changes.
Look, because it's my mom's birthday, it's also my birthday.
Period.
And if you're my friend, it's also my birthday.
Period.
So you change, I'm changing too.
Period.
Okay? Because we don't compete. We glow together. So, the look I was going for is, so you know my birthday's coming up, right? And it's blooming into, a woman never says her age, but it's blooming into spring.
Wait, what did you say?
My theme
that I'm going for. Oh, a woman never says her age, that's what you, oh, I didn't hear
that. Yeah, so I was going to say blooming into, you know, this year, but I'm not going to say my age, so I'm going to say blooming into spring, because my birthday's in April, blooming into spring. So I'm kind of going with this aesthetic of I am a flower, I am delicate, I am, but yeah, I'm still strong because flowers can withstand certain weathers, okay? So I'm strong, and that was the vibe I'm going with. I am a flower. I am meant to be treated delicately. I am meant to be watered. I am meant to have the sun kiss me. And if that's not the energy you come with, stay over there.
Stay over there. Long.
Okay, so that's the style that I really put. That's like the inspiration for the Asha B that we're all wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And then because we're doing Asha OK, I think it's Asha OK, maybe it's not. But because we're doing that, I don't really have much of a theme to go with that one. But it's really more of blooming. And when we get closer to my birthday, I am going to have outfits made. And it's still that same theme of being a flower. So I want to wear something short, but it has that flare effect, like flowers, you know, blooming. You see where I'm going with this? But it's going to be some delicacy. And this year, so last year, my color of the year was light blue. This year, my color of the year is light purple or like lilac because, you know, color purple, the color purple, the movie came out, right?
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
But either I saw way, the original. There's an original, right? I'm not bugging.
Yes.
Okay.
So we understand how the color purple came into place. And the theory, or at least the theme that I got from it being titled The Color Purple, is that it is meant to evoke, or it evokes all emotions. And it's what I think 2024 is going to be for me, where I am acknowledging when I'm sad, when I'm happy, when I'm upset, when I'm ecstatic, when I'm neutral. And it's meant for me to just acknowledge all emotions. And I'm not gonna lie, since I've been working with kids too, I already feel that I go through that every day, because you're at the age 13, 14, women or ladies are very emotional, and we're just learning how to handle our emotions. Mm-hmm. That's why the color of the year is purple. Plus, it's a beautiful color in spring. It's a color that you don't necessarily see too much, or you don't notice, but it's there. Like, even think about it, in this room, I don't see the color purple. You get me? So, but it's here. It's an energy. It's a wave.
I've always said this. If I had to say, the color of my aura is purple.
Really? Why is that?
I don't know. I feel like purple, it gives off like a very mellow, yet it's still vibrant. And that's how I describe myself. I'm very mellow. I'm calm. I'm to myself, or like, I like to be simple in certain aspects, but I have my moments where I'm popping out. I'm doing things where I feel creative. I feel energetic. And I feel like that's what purple gives. Because there's the different shades of purple too. Like, mm-hmm. if you go for like a darker purple, if you want to go for like a lighter purple, I like all shades of purple. But when I really think of like my aura, it gives like a darkish lilac. Like, not magenta?
Yeah, lilac, but like a darkish lilac. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that light purple. It's that rich, but not necessarily rich purple. It's almost there, but it's not there. That's the color I'm going with, too.
My wedding dress, it's going to be white. Not really. It's going to be lilac. But it's not going to be, like, too lilac. It's going
to be a lilac very, white.
Exactly. It's going to be almost very like, light.
I know what you mean.
But you can tell it's lilac, purple. But you also might think it's white until you get a little bit closer, or you see, like, the details. I'm like, oh,
like
shit.
Like a purplish undertone. Literally. Under the white. Mm-hmm. I know. I get what you're saying. I love the color purple. It's a color that I never used to love. But same. I also was at, I feel like the time that I didn't love that color was the time that I was going through a lot of emotions that I didn't quite understand or know how to handle. Oh, so now I have a different appreciation for the color purple. Because literally. Emotions, yeah.
If I had to say my three top colors is purple, blue, and pink. When I was younger, I would always say I hated pink because they would always say girls like pink, so girls gotta like pink. I'm like, actually, no. Like, what if I don't like pink? Like, what are you gonna do now? I'm still a girl, pink? No? So then I started saying my favorite color is blue. But then it was like, you can't say blue. Blue's for boys. I'm like, well, I'm not a boy and I still like blue. What's going on? And then blue and pink makes purple. And then I found blue, out pink, I purple. Love purple.
You sure? You sure?
Blue and pink makes purple.
It do.
Or red. Purple. Purple.
What colors make purple?
It makes purple. I swear to God, blue and pink makes purple.
What colors make purple?
Blue and pink makes purple. Or red.
Blue and red. Red is close to pink. I guess it depends on your shade of purple you're going for.
Exactly. Like, I rewind it back. I like all shades of purple. So, yeah, I like those. Those are my three little colors.
I'm crying.
What would you say your colors? Besides, well, even if purple's included, what are like, your colors?
Orange. Orange is a color. And pink. Orange and pink. Because orange just gives this vibrance. You're the sun when you're orange. And orange on a brown-skinned girl is just given goddess. It's given bold, but it's given soft, mm-hmm. you know? Then I like pink because pink is just a very mellow color. And I feel like I've gotten more into pink as I started to want to be in that soft girl era, like these soft colors. Mm-hmm. And pink does that for me. Pink allows me to be a girl's girl. That's how I feel about pink. And plus, I look cute in pink. Pink makes me look soft. It makes me look like I'm a nice person.
I like pink for blush, too. Yes. Pink or like an orange
type of shade. And pink makes you just look like a doll.
Barbie. You know that Barbie look? Go for pink blush. You'd be surprised.
It does everything. And if you're dark mm-hmm. skin, go for purple blush. Because then when you put the purple on, it comes out pink. Yeah. That's the
just
math.
A little tip.
That's the math towards that.
But let's switch gears and get back, because we got a little off topic with the colors and stuff.
We really went to a whole color theory rant.
But back to the party. So with this party, I feel like I've officially entered my rich auntie phase. In the past, not that I would make fun of aunties, like I never really made fun of them, but I just thought they were older women who wanted to be young. No cap. That's literally what I thought. But it's not like that. I don't see it like that anymore. I see it as, you know, I'm entering my womanhood. My culture now finally identifies me as a woman instead of a girl. And even with like the stigma with rich aunt, would I say stigma? I don't think stigma is the right word to use. But with being a rich auntie, it's more of like you're giving. You give a lot of yourself to your people, to your family, to your community. You know, even when it comes to spraying money, it's always the rich auntie spraying money on people. I mean, the uncles be there too, but it's really the rich aunties.
A rich auntie spraying money. There's a little tingle you feel in your heart when a uncle sprays you money. Or a man that likes you sprays you money. But it's a different kind of love when a rich auntie sprays you money.
Right.
Whoa.
Now, when I say rich auntie, I don't actually mean like rich. Like, yeah. That's not what I'm talking about. It's just the presence. You give wealthy. You give rich. You give enlightened. It's the way
you carry yourself.
It's the way you carry yourself. Exactly. And especially with the outfits that we wore, baby, I done carried the back and the front all the way up and down that party.
She carried front. She carried back. She two package. I carried a lot. Either way, I love, and you know, I want to tie rich auntie, right? Because rich auntie is a Nigerian kind of slang. It's our nickname, right? I think rich auntie for us, being American, Nigerian American, however you want to put it, translates into that being a godmother. That's for me, because I have just been blessed with the honorary title of being a godmother. And let me tell you now, that baby is my baby, not your baby. You might have carried him for 9 months, but he mine.
It's such a blessing when someone asks you to be a godparent. Because me too, I am a godmother. And it's like, you get to be a part of this child's life. And it's, you get to see them grow. And it's like, it's a great experience. Like, I've been a godmother for 2 years now. And
I've been a godmother for like 3 weeks.
Honestly, I feel like my goddaughter doesn't really like me that much. And not to say she doesn't like me, but it's like... What? She's a mommy's girl. Like, she always gonna go to her mother. If her mother's not there, she crying. But it's like, it'd be like that with babies. But I feel as though a godmother's role is really more important as the child gets older. Like, once they're more aware of certain things, you know, you're another person in their life that they can go to regardless of anything. Like, you're family to them, but you're also a friend to them, if you get what I'm saying. Like, you're there to help them, to guide them, to share your own experiences with them, to not only teach them, but to help prevent them from making maybe some of the mistakes that I've made in my past. I wouldn't want her to do that.
Also, it gives them another point of view of life.
Exactly.
Because there's the point of view that you can get from your mother, and there's a point of view that you'll get from someone that's not your mother. Mm-hmm. Where is a little bit, I feel like, is a little bit more honesty to it too, because unless they tell you like not to tell their child certain things, but usually godmothers do not share the same cultural background unless they grew up
together
mm-hmm. right, or their parents are from the same place, mm-hmm. so it kind of diversifies the kind of people your child interacts with.
Exactly.
Because like, I'm a godmother to a Haitian American. I'm not sure about what his other side might be, but I know my best friend is Haitian, so, and I'm Nigerian. So my godbaby, when he's with me, is gonna be getting more of a Nigerian influence, mm-hmm. which diversifies the kind of people he interacts and how to interact with other people exactly. from different cultures, you know?
Well said.
And exactly. I think, too, when it comes to this rich auntie, godmother kind of phase, it's not just finances, but I think it also pushes you into this modesty, right? Because I feel like, yeah, we're in the soft girl era. Soft girl era is this new thing, but modesty is coming into play. Mm-hmm. You know, where it's like, you're not going to catch me in the clubs all the time. You're not going to catch me at every party. You're not going to catch me in a section, because trust me, we pay for our sections. The men don't, right?
Because they be hogging it. No cap.
They do.
Like, let me just get this off my chest real quick. Why is it that whenever I go to a party, a club, or anything like that, it be bare men on the stage? Like, it's the whole lineup.
I don't get it.
Why y'all fiending to be on the stage like that? Nobody want to see y'all. If anything, people want to see the beautiful girls that are there. But nah, your bro do this, your bro, so you got to be there with your bro.
Especially near the DJ. Peace.
It's giving thirst. DJ. It's giving thirst.
Either way, we're not talking about
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
no. That was your brief rant. But it, modesty is in play now. Like, yes, I still love to show my little short shorts or whatever, but I'm loving this new modesty thing. Where, because one, like you said, we're dressing it up with jewelry, mm-hmm. right? Now I feel like I don't have to put too much money in to certain things. I'm not spending as much money on clothes now. More is like, I'd rather keep my outfits neutral and pop it out with jewelry.
Exactly.
Also, it's just like, even working with kids now, like, yeah, I could show my skin, but modesty just really goes so far. And it kind of adds like this little mystery.
It adds the mystery. And when you think about it, even in the past when most clothing was modest, you know, long skirts, long shirt, long sleeves, all of that stuff, it was a mystery. It was up to the imagination to see what you liked about that. You just had to think about it. And it's like, it's not all out there, because it's like, yeah, we know it's there, but it's like, don't nobody really want to see booty cheeks and titties all the time. It's nice. Look at me. I have my moments, and I want to show, but all the time, it's giving thirst.
Let me tell you something. If you have the body, Addy, if you have the body and you dress modestly, right? Because you still get, like, you get this silhouette.
It's still going to show, baby.
You get the silhouette version of the body. And it's just cute. Let me tell you, because the stomach has been slimming. The hips have been, we breaking ribs. Let me tell you now. Well, not literally breaking ribs, but I mean, like, you know, that corset thing, the Nigerian style.
Yeah.
It's getting there, and it's showing, and I love it. Mm-hmm. And the body
Yeah, when I think about it, the dresses be modest. I mean, besides maybe a little on y'all showing, but it really do be modest. Like, it's a long dress. You see the silhouette.
You get a little, like, collar. No ankles. Yeah. You know, a little arm.
Because, you know, ankles was a big thing back then. They saw your ankles. Ooh, child.
Bro, let's...
You got some ankles, girl.
Let them see the feet. Let them see the feet.
Let them see the feet.
Because let me tell you now, the men, them, they love feet. Don't let them lie to you. They love the feet. Okay? They want the toes in their mouth. Okay? They want to see the bottom of your feet. Mm-hmm. Don't deprive the men of your feet. Go get your toes done. Okay, sorry. That was a little too much.
But as I said in the beginning of this episode, we are going to be including some live footage from the party. So make sure you are watching. If you're listening, exit, pause it, go to YouTube and watch us, because we looked beautiful. Everyone looked beautiful. The men, the women, the children, the food. Oh, my God.
First of all, I'm even happy to have some of my friends there that are not Nigerian, because
they get to experience it with you.
Yeah, with you. And the best part about it, it's our party. So it's like, I could tell you, I'm lit. I'm always going to have fun. So I'd rather you come to my party and experience it for the first time mm-hmm. than me invite you to somebody else's party, because it might not necessarily.
Yeah.
We don't know the vibes, but mm-hmm. we know our vibes, and we're going to be lit. Okay? We haven't been going to
party.
Clubs. We haven't booked any sections this year.
Yeah.
So this is going to be that what's going to carry us out for the rest of the year.
I can't wait. It's amazing.
So, I hope you enjoy. I hope our friends that came enjoy. I want to thank our aunties, our uncles, our family friends, my sister, my cousin. I want to thank everybody that put their energy into celebrating my mom, because she has been such a pillar for us. Because let me tell you, that woman, she took me out the trenches, bro. I grew up in the trenches. My little sister does not know what it means to grow up in the hood, okay? Mm-hmm. I've been there. I survived life with my mom, okay? And she is hitting this milestone, and I just pray that God continues to bless her,
Amen.
Okay? Because in blessing her, he has blessed me. Mm-hmm. I cannot ask for another mother. I do not want another mother. It, like, life... I don't know how it would be without my mother, and I'm going to just celebrate every way that I can, because life is not forever. So love who you can love now.
Mm-hmm.
Love them with your entire heart, because you never know what's going to happen in life.
And time is precious.
Time is so precious. So celebrate the people you love now. It don't have to be big elaborations, because my mom is not even a party person. This is her first party. Mm-hmm. So do little things. Be there. Spend quality time, because honestly, you wouldn't be where you're at without your parents or without whoever is a parent figure to you or your sibling and friends. Okay? Mm-hmm. This, my mom turning 50, has just been eye-opening. Love. Love, love, love. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 7. If you don't know how to love, go read that, and you will know what love it is. And when you're able to embody those same qualities in yourself, then you are able to see it in other people.
Well said. That was beautiful.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, I've been paying attention to church.
Okay. We do want to thank you guys for tuning into this episode. It's your girl, Becca Baby, Becca Boo. You can follow me on all social platforms at That Queen Beck.
And it's your grandma, Great, the one and only. Danny, that's a counterfeit, you know. So when I have a ring on my finger, stay out of my pockets. I just made that up. Don't listen to me. But tune in with us at The Fang Podcast. You can follow us on TikTok and Instagram. And make sure you follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Please look out for us on any platform that you can find your podcast.
We're everywhere, literally.
Everywhere.
The Fang Podcast. Oh, you got to search up.
Thank you. And have a good day.